And something my therapist told me today that really stuck with me was she doesn't like to use the word change because change takes a long time. Change happens over a long period of time, but she likes to use the word transformation because transformation happens instantly. What is up, guys? I am Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping, where we dive into the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. Because we can talk about these things literally all day in theory, but to truly be embodied in what we want to become, to truly be embodied in our truth, is the greatest form of authenticity. It's the greatest form of honoring ourselves. And I've been running into so many people lately just randomly in the real world with really cool stories that I can't wait to bring on the podcast. Not people who are like influencers or anything, just like people with really amazing stories. And what I've seen with all these people that has drawn me to them is their embodiment. They're talking about the things that they've been through and what it's taught them, but you can tell they live it. They actually live it. They don't just study it. They don't just learn about it. They live it. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for me. So today we're going to dive into the three realizations that I've been having lately. This is going to be a super short episode. But before we get into it, I would absolutely love, it would actually mean the entire world to me if you would just hit subscribe on literally whatever platform you're listening on. It actually helps so much because I realized when you chart and then people like get to see your podcast and more people get to discover Skinny Dipping, the reason is because you're having new subscribers being added to your show. So if you could do that for me right now, that would be literally so amazing. Spread the love, but let's get into it because I feel like this is going to be a really expansive episode. The first thing that I wrote in my notes that I really wanted to talk about, I'm literally sitting on the bathroom floor right now, by the way, like I just think that is just the best place to tune in. I feel so safe here. And ever since I was little, I would spend a lot of time just like sitting on my bathroom floor. And this is actually, I'm back at my parents' house. So this is actually their bathroom floor that I grew up just like sitting on and contemplating life. So I feel like in that energy, my inner child is going to be bringing through a lot of info. So what I've realized is, first of all, drama only keeps going if you feed it. The fire will only keep going if you fan the flames. And I think a lot of us lie to ourselves and we say, oh my God, like I hate drama, or like I hate like shit talking, or I don't want to be involved with that and those people. And we kind of like say those things, but we don't embody them. And this is like me owning my shit right now and being accountable. And I hope this will inspire you to look at your own shit and be like, oh, do I do this? Because if you say, I don't want to be involved in the drama, but then you still go and you talk to your friends about it and you vent about it and you give it attention and you fan the flames and you keep feeding that wolf of the drama, it will keep going. Rather, instead, if you just separated from it, came at it with the deepest form of unconditional love you can, and separate yourself from the situation and make peace with the situation. Obviously, this takes time, but I think it's actually quite quick. And something my therapist told me today that really stuck with me was she doesn't like to use the word change because change takes a long time. Change happens over a long period of time, but she likes to use the word transformation because transformation happens instantly. And this is one of those moments where I feel like my Gemini moon self, I was really into the drama when I was little. And I feel like all throughout middle school and high school and college, I just like said I didn't like the drama, but yet I would still engage with it. And I would still talk about it. And I would still talk about those people. And I justified it as venting. But really, now looking back, I realized I was fanning the flames. Even if I wasn't doing something too the person or to the situation, my energy being in the direction of those people, of that situation, of the drama, me giving my attention to it is feeding it. Even if I don't engage with it, me giving my attention to it. And the key here is to check in and be like, how long do I need to kind of sit on this and let it boil? Because that's really what it is. You're just kind of like letting it boil, letting it simmer. rather than just putting the fire out. And I think it's important to feel your feelings and talk it out and express yourself, but there's the finding of the balance. Finding this balance between, okay, how can I, you know, communicate to my friends like what's going on and feel supported? How can I do that check-in? What I do is I check in and I say, okay, how long do I need to be in this? And I ask my inner voice, I ask my intuition. We did a really powerful meditation in the circle community last week that if you want to check it out, you totally can. But it was basically a meditation where we checked in with our inner voice to determine what we truly want for next year in 2024. And it was a really powerful meditation. And what it made me realize is we underestimate the power of checking in on our inner voice, on our soul, on our guidance system. Because if we ask, there's a good chance that we may hear an answer as long as we are in a peaceful, neutral state. But when we get our, you know, ego confused for our soul is when things are really dysregulated. So we want to make sure we're in a neutral state. We want to make sure we're taking some deep breaths, putting our hand to our heart, closing our eyes, and just asking ourselves, how long do I need to be in this? How long do I need to be in this drama? How long do I need to give it my attention before I'm ready to move on? Listen, does it say 3? What does that mean? 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 hours, 3 months, whatever it is for you. Check in, listen to your intuition. And then when you're ready, be ready to truly let it go. And this is where it takes self-discipline, because there's going to be a part of you that's going to be pulled back into it, especially when you begin healing. There will be people around you in your life that are from this old version of yourself that keep trying to pull you back into the drama. And it's just like, will you let them? It's not up to them. It's not their fault. It's not their responsibility. It's your choice. It's your free will to be pulled back into it. So that's where this discipline comes in to say, really communicating with your words and saying, I really don't want to talk about this friend or this situation or this ex anymore. I'm just ready to move on, and I just don't want to give them my energy and attention and breath any longer. And saying that in a kind way to your friends and just communicating your boundaries is going to be key, because as you do this, what's going to happen is you're going to detach from the situation and you're going to put the spotlight back on you, and that's how your light is going to grow. The best way to learn a language, immersion, of course, but if that's not in the cards for you this year, you can still learn a language. And the amazing part about this is you can learn the language from home so that when you go travel and immerse yourself in their country, you have a base to work with. I swear to God, speaking the language when you are in another country makes your experience so much better. And the best way to learn is with Babbel. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors, waste hours on apps that don't really work, because Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations, so you really feel like you have conversation-based teaching. And I wanted to give you guys a very, very special limited time deal for Skinny Dipping listeners. Right now, you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/skinnydipping, spelled babbel.com/skinnydipping. Rules and restrictions may apply. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinnydipping.
Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I want to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By putting your attention elsewhere, that is draining your light, babe. We don't want that. We want you to feel filled up and fulfilled and purposeful and most yourself and in your most embodied joy. So you're going to do that by putting the attention back on you. Your own attention, not other people's attention. Your own attention back on you. The drama only keeps going if you feed it. So be honest with yourself. Where in your life can you actually cut the shit and stop playing into the drama that we're all addicted to? Because drama really is just a dopamine hit. It's a dopamine burst. It's a dopamine hit. And I think that's why we get really addicted to it. And especially in school settings or work settings or close friend group settings, this is really the feeding ground for this drama to occur. And I think it's so important to remember that it only keeps going if we feed it. So that was the first thing that was coming through. The next thing that I really wanted to share was, in order to grow, you need to expand. So what do I mean by this? You need to give a little to get a lot. Sometimes we put ourselves out on a limb, whether it be in relationships or whether it be in business. And sometimes we push ourselves a little bit out of our comfort zone. For example, in business, that's why this came up, because I was talking about business with my friend and I was just telling her, well, it was actually my hairdresser, but she's also my friend and she's literally amazing. I just got the cutest new little haircut. I kind of got like wispy bangs with my long hair and I'm loving it, but I'm also like, oh my God, I look so different. But anyway, ADHD moment, back to the point. She was saying that she wants to get into all these things and do all these up levels in her business. And I was telling her, you need to delegate. Like, you need to hire somebody, even if you're giving away money, like not giving away money, but paying somebody to do other things for you. This is going to allow your business to expand. And I said, in order to grow, you need to expand. You need to give a little to get a lot. And I realized this can translate not only in business and in money, but also in relationships, because sometimes the other person doesn't have that 100% to give us. And we need to grow. We need to step out of our comfort zone and not see relationships as this transactional thing. We need to understand that karma is real and the cyclical nature of energy is just undeniable. And it's just like, when you give, especially in service or in love, you will get a lot in return, even if you don't see it in that exact moment. And that's why it's so good to have an open heart. And I think that's all I wanted to say. I just really like that point. The next thing that I want to talk about was, how do we keep this open heart? Like, how do we do this? How do we keep this open heart? How do we have this open heart even when we have been hurt? And I've been encountering this recently, just really wanting to lead with an open heart with certain people, with certain situations or new relationships that I'm building, but having that blockage from being hurt in the past or being let down or disappointed or betrayed in some way and how it felt like and in the past. First of all, that's a whole nother topic to unpack, just realizing you aren't the victim in your circumstances and realizing, okay, even if something hurt you, like, it is here to create resilience and to build you up and teach you lessons. Not always. Some things just genuinely are shitty. I will say that. I'm not the whole, like, everything happens for a reason person, because, like, honestly, even though we do see purpose for shitty situations later down the line, I don't think it can justify some things that happen, and that's a nuance in it. That's the paradox of it, is we need to kind of understand that, like, yet everything kind of happens for a reason, but also some things just are genuinely just shitty and don't have, like, a positive reason, and that's okay too. But what I wanted to say was, how do we keep an open heart when we are hurt? And for me, I've been really leaning into prayer. And I didn't grow up doing any type of prayer because I didn't grow up in any sort of type of religion. This is not a religious prayer. This is literally me just speaking to the universe, speaking to the energy of source and something greater than myself, and just asking for guidance, asking for assistance, and saying that in my free will, I am asking for help, because I truly believe that we can only tap into that magic when we give that greater force permission to do so, because we do have free will as humans in this lifetime. So, for example, I had a really, you know, maybe it could have been an emotional conversation yesterday, but before I went into it, I just took a second, took like a couple minutes, and set my intentions for the conversation. I said, you know, source, universe, allow me to have an open heart with my free will. I ask you to help me in any way that you can, to have me have an open heart, have these other people have an open heart, and just allow us to move through this in the most mature way possible. Boom. By setting that intention, it went absolutely perfectly, even though I was really nervous before. So it's like, I think we need to not underestimate the power of prayer and the power of asking for help, even when opening our heart up or opening our minds up. Sometimes before I go into recording, I'll say, you know, source, energy, universe, like, whatever needs to flow through me, please help me in this. And I'll say a little prayer before I record, as just this little, okay, like, I am giving the universe my permission to help me.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To create through me, to love through me. And I think it's just a beautiful thing to do that I've been adding to my life that makes life so much more special and intentional and ritualistic and ceremonial, and it allows us to slow down and truly connect to source. I think we don't need hours of meditation to connect to source, because source exists within us, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, that divine love, that divine light, it exists within us, and it only takes moments to tap into it. Of course, meditation allows us to tap into it easier by enhancing our practice, lessening our anxiety, and regulating our nervous system. And at the same time, it's in the little moments. It's not but it's and, because it's the paradox. It's both and. In those small moments of just speaking to the universe and connecting, sometimes that's when you have the greatest transformation, which I absolutely love, and I would highly recommend asking the universe for help. I'm sure you've heard this story. I think I might have even told it a couple weeks ago, so sorry if I'm telling it again, but it's just a crazy story because it manifested so instantaneously. So basically, I was in Oahu, I was in the water by myself, and I was just you know, praying to the universe and asking for guidance with my partnership. How can I support my partner better? And in that unconditional love, asking for help, giving my free will, giving my permission to receive help, because the help is always there, but it's like, are you open to receiving? Are you tapped into the frequency of receiving? And we do that through tuning ourselves, right? Through our meditation, through our breath work. I really think in this moment, I was very tuned. I was in alignment. I was tuned into the frequency of receiving because I had done movement, I had done breath work, I was in the ocean, I was spending time, quality time with myself. So what I realized here is I got immediately out of the water and a stranger walked up to me and handed me these books and said, "Hey, I saw you have that book on your towel. This is just the craziest story ever. I'm gonna throw these books away. Do you want these books?" He hands them to me. And they were literally like all these books on relationships as well as the mastery of self and really, you know, highlighting, it's like if the Buddha loved, if the Buddha married, all these amazing books. And he gives them to me and then he's like, "Oh, I have to go." And then he leaves and he doesn't want to talk or anything. He just gives them to me and leaves. And I'm like, he wasn't real. He was literally a guide or an angel or somebody from my spirit team. I swear to God, he was not real. Everyone that I've told this story, like, just gets chills and is like, no, he was not real. Because how did I ask for guidance and then 1 minute later was given literal physical books of information with this guidance presence? Like, you can't make that up. Like, you can't bullshit that. Like, that was real life. That was fucking crazy. That just shows that the energetic world does exist. So what I've realized since that moment, but I haven't implemented it that well or that often, not well, because it's not good or bad. You know, I'm learning, I'm growing. I'm not going to judge myself for not incorporating it earlier. I'm grateful and proud of myself for incorporating it now, but just a lot more prayer, a lot more asking for help from the universe, and a lot more asking of signs and asking, like, allow me to have an open heart, allow me to lead with love, allow me to cut these karmic ties, allow me to cut these karmic bonds, allow me to cut these cords, allow me to close these chapters. Like, ask for the help and the things that are coming through to you now. Okay, guys. Those are the things that I wanted to talk about today in this mini episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just to remind you a little bit of what we talked about. First of all, I would love to hear your downloads. Tag me on Instagram where you're listening with your downloads of the episode, or just message me on Instagram, because I would absolutely love to see what downloads were coming through for you in this moment, because whatever is coming up for you now is exactly what you need to hear. So just kind of remember, the drama only keeps going if you feed it. And in order to grow, you need to expand. You need to give a little to get a lot. And also tap into the power of prayer and asking for help. It literally is so beneficial. Who fucking knew? I didn't know. And now I know. I love you guys so much. I would love for you to join the Soul in Progress community. We're currently doing a challenge where each day we do one thing for our mental health, one thing for our spiritual health, and one thing for our physical health. And it's been an amazing challenge, and you can still join now. We do weekly conversations and talk about all this good stuff together, like you and me are talking about in the podcast. You can join the conversation in the Soul in Progress community. It's going to be linked below. You're gonna get Soul Media. That's what it is. I would love for you to be a part of it. And people are, oh, I did a vision board workshop and that was just so fucking amazing. That's where the meditation was, where we did a channeling of our inner voice, our inner self, in order to see what we want for 2024. And people are posting their vision boards. Oh my god. And shout out to Andrea Gomez. She just joined the community and she absolutely killed it in her first live session, coming in, sharing what was on her heart. She had so many amazing downloads. I'm seeing now that she just shared her vision board in the group and she just was like the sweetest soul ever. So I just wanted to shout her out because I know she's listening to the podcast. I would love you also to join and be part of the community. It would mean so much to me. There's so many exclusive resources and it's just such a special place to be. And your energy would just really add to the amazingness that is already being created in that space. So love you guys so much. Oh my God. Sorry. I don't know what that was. I need to take a deep breath. Oh my God. Let's all take a deep breath together before leaving. I love you guys so much. Remember, you are inherently worthy and you don't have to do, be, or achieve anything to prove that. You just simply are. Love you guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape. Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.